Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review, and MVP Parent Magazines, and UK Health Radio. Got a great doubleheader today. Dr. Joe Maroon, a longtime neurosurgical consultant for the Pittsburgh Steelers football team. He's medical director WWE in his past. He joins me along with Victoria Rader, Ukrainian-born possibility and financial coach, author, speaker. Then there's some Bob Guide of Wisdom in your emails. First, Dr. Joe Maroon, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thanks so much, Dr. Bob. Glad to be with you.
First, I got to congratulate you on your very recent top age group Chicago Life Marathon, triathlon rather. And you have quite a history of Ironman triathlons. You're a superstar yourself.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but in terms of a long time history of triathlon, yes, I have. I've done Hawaii 5 times and 8 Ironman distance races and about 100 triathlons otherwise. So it goes back a long way.
You're 1 out of 1,000,000. Absolutely. And it's interesting. I used to make jokes on the Sports Doctor, Dr. Joe, that the triathlon was invented by injured runners when they were given different exercises they could do to cross train. I know what you could do. You could swim and you could ride a bike until you get ready to run again. And what it grew into. Give us some background on yourself. In the world of concussion awareness and whole neurosciences and your history with the Steelers?
Sure. I've been at the University of Pittsburgh for 35, 40 years now. And when I first came to Pittsburgh, there was every year in the ER, we would have a tragic quadriplegic football player come in. This is back in the late 70s, early 80s, and it was just tragic seeing these young men quadriplegic, and we started putting on programs for head and neck development, protection, how to manage head injuries, and this evolved into me getting involved with the Steelers, and subsequently with Coach Chuck Knoll, who was the head coach for 4-time Super Bowl teams, and We eventually, at his demand, actually, when I told him a player couldn't return to play against the Dallas Cowboys, he said, because of a concussion, he said, look, I want objective data, not specious guidelines. And that led to the development of the impact test with Dr. Mark Lovell, a neuropsychologist, and I. And we've now used this impact test for 23 million baselines in kids in all sports, NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, NASCAR, and high schools and colleges throughout the country. So,
yeah, you know, the idea of having a baseline so somebody could have something to compare to. If somebody, like one of the kids, the football game, the hockey game, whatever it was, had an injury, and we've featured from all over the world, Dr. Joe, experts in so many areas, including this saliva test by one of my guests, Adrian Tarrell from Finland, with Metacortex, that they're working on all of these different sensors and apparatus. And it's amazing it goes back that far. You know, I remember we did a lot of stuff with the Bears, Walter Payton, Jim McMahon, my famous sports therapist colleague, Bob Guida, in the late 70s, 80s, made a huge, big deal, Dr. Joe, out of strengthening the neck and understanding that important. And then my dental friends and guests, talking about the jaw alignment when it came to, again, the how are we doing with getting the data that he wanted you to do all those years ago?
Well, I think one of the biggest innovative things is a company called Prevent Biometrics, which is in Cleveland, Ohio, and they have devised a mouth guard with triaxial accelerometers that measures the location of the hit, the number of hits, and the G-forces. And I think, really, this is going to make a paradigm shift in how we look at head injuries. Parents are going to be able to sit in the stands and know the number of G-forces Johnny experiences when he hits the ground or gets tackled. So, and we're here. We're here with that now. Rugby,
the question
world
is
rugby,
what to do about it. You know, you're working with a professional team. The pressures to play and play hurt. The better the athlete, the more the pressures, let alone what must go on in the professional world. And the whole idea of trying to get these athletes back as soon as possible. You know, some of my past guests, Athletes Intelligence was a group that had helmet sensors for the kids, again, to try to locate and talk about some of the things that you're talking about. There was a real pressure of denial with the National Football League way, way back, that whole idea of the world of concussions. That must have been a real tightwalk for the doctors.
Well, first of all, the helmet sensors are grossly inaccurate. They are very inaccurate, and that's why you need a mouthpiece that's connected to the skull to get accurate readings, and this has been demonstrated in very good studies in patients who have had helmet sensors and mouthpieces and showing the inaccuracy of the helmet sensor.
You know, what's interesting, Dr. Joe, is I used to compare with my dental guests who talked about alignment, jaw alignment, the analogy between the alignment of the foot-ankle a la orthotics, and the alignment of the strategic mouth guards, which were, let alone to become something that would give information, that's an incredible marriage between alignment and being able to give some feedback and some information. And that's fantastic, 23 million. So I would imagine the schools and the youth sports leagues are very, very involved in this whole educational challenge.
Yeah, it's huge. And I think now you kind of intimated about the pressure to get back in the game. And, you know, I've been in this now for 35 years or so, and you're exactly correct. In the past, we saw athletes, as you said, a head injury, and they'd say, well, my ankle hurts, and I want to go back in. Nowadays, I think the educational efforts have been very rewarding. Athletes at the professional level and most levels now realize there are potential long-term effects from playing when you have a concussion. And we have other players saying, hey, look at number 69. He's not looking right. Or players taking themselves out of the game, I feel a little woozy or a little wobbly. So the educational efforts are paying off and mitigating those individuals saying, you know, I'm okay, put me back in.
Yes, you know, those kinds of challenges, of course, over the years, you know, the world of drugs, performance-enhancing drugs, there's always been cheaters, there'll always be cheaters. But I actually renamed performance-enhancing drugs because of some of the reality. I renamed them performance-surviving drugs, again, because there's so much pressure to play hurt, get passed through injuries. And the idea, again, you know, how you doing with the parents and the coaches and their cooperation? How's your sports psychology skills, Dr. Joe?
No, I mean, I think, again, the majority of parents want safety. And, you know, youth sports have suffered tremendously because of the clickbait and the sensationalism emphasizing the horrendous problems with concussions. And quite frankly, it's never been safer. The Pop Warner League concussions are very, very unusual. and they've cut back in the number of contact practices at every level, from the professional level down to youth sports and Pop Warner. So the problem, Dr. Bob, is that our youth now are sitting on the couches playing computer games, eating Fritos and Coke, and not getting outside and getting the physical activity that enhances their brain, body function, and prevents
type 2 diabetes
that they're getting.
One of the main
goals. Now epidemic in terms of obesity in the adolescent population.
For 25 years, Dr. Joe, give or take a few weeks, I have been complaining about childhood obesity. We've had all sorts of experts. There's such tremendous growth in awareness, yet every expert says we're still treading water. The idea, again, of the inactivity and these kinds of challenges. Not everybody could play a team, and not all team sports are fitness. You know, I wrote an article 15 years ago, it was, let's get these kids walking as part of their curriculum in school, you know, to try to get that side of it. And I think it's terrific that you bring that up as a one of the biggest challenges we have. You know, all these years ago, we had to argue, Dr. Joe, for schools to keep PE. They were ready to cut PE out.
Yeah, I know.
And over the past 15, 20 years, it's an argument that we really, really finally won, which is to pay attention to the importance of it. But yet we see diabetes is a plague in our country, and along with all sorts of obesity-related activities. And I think awareness is a major, major key.
Is there a website, Dr. Joe,
that people can go to find out about what you do or your group?
My website is josephmaroon.com. But, you know, you touch on a very important point. Anxiety and depression are now epidemic in the youth population. In fact, one out of four people, five people in the country are on some kind of psychotropic drug. You know, it's horrible. And we know that the mind can make the body sick. Think of heart disease, irritable bowel syndrome, gastric ulcers, okay?
It's what we call the mental game on the show, Bob. Big thing.
What's lost is that the body can heal the brain. The body can heal the brain by rebooting your neurotransmitters by physical aerobic activity. You literally can rewire your connectome or the wiring diagram of your brain. And that is completely overlooked by so many school administrators and other people, that the body can heal the brain, so that it goes both ways. The mind-body connection, not new, the Greeks, the Romans, and any educated person.
But isn't it amazing, Dr. Joe, the tremendous emphasis, whether it's nutrition on the left, whether it's strength training on the right, or whether it is the mind game that professional teams make such a big deal out of. You know, 20 years, 25 years ago, they thought it was semi-voodoo. Now you see sports psychologists, mental coaches with great contributions, again, at all levels. And this is one of the real frustrations, which is, of course, the pandemic has quadrupled these challenges. Yep. Guests from wherever I've had them, Dr. Joe, whatever their profession, wherever they were in the world, the biggest concern was mental health.
Yeah.
So I think we're coming out of it finally, but it is. Even at the world championship level where you deal, it's great to hear you talk about the importance of that that whole mental game.
Well, for your audience, there's a book entitled Square One, A Simple Guide to a Balanced Life that I wrote, the details, the kinds of things we're talking about. Sanjay Gupta, the CNN medical correspondent and also a neurosurgeon, said this book has already changed my life. So if you want to get more information, as you said, the Square One, The Secret to a Balanced Life, it's one that your audience may want to pick up.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a huge Sanjay guy. I'd love to get Sanjay. If you talk to him, tell him Dr. Bob would love to have you on the show. He's dynamite in so many things that he's done.
And absolutely. So if people go to your Dr. Joe Maroon, is drjoemaroon.com?
It says josephmaroon.com.
Josephmaroon.com. They could find out information of your book. You know, in some of the worlds of treatments, you know, I see, you know, with Hillary talking about the excitement of hyperbaric oxygen. She's been on my show 3-4 years. And the, you know, whether it's the Warriors, whether some of the students, are you finding that to be an exciting weapon and hopefully the new arsenal?
No question about it. In fact, I recently underwent 3 months of hyperbaric treatment myself at the Aviv clinics in Florida. And the papers they've written recently on post-concussion syndrome treatment in kids and also for long COVID, also for stroke and traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
There's a huge opportunity for helping
people. You know, we've talked with Hillary, we've talked about, you know, like in podiatry and medicine, hyperbaric oxygen been a healing force forever, and it's great to see it applied. You know, Dr. Joe Maroon, I knew the time would fly by with you. Maybe the hyperoxygen enhanced your performance for the triathlons. I want to thank you
so
much.
Yes. It does. It increases mitochondrial biogenesis, and there's a paper in middle-aged athletes that shows it does enhance peak performance.
Dr. Joe, hold on. We're going to be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of 2 daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into 4 sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together 8 different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about 6 parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his 3 decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent.
factual, evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention, I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor Is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. We are back. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years. International guests, national guests, local guests, endless array of topics in the world of sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Listen to whatever you would like. If you go over to the newspaper articles and magazines, you'll see a whole array of many, many issues of some of our local newspapers that we did the Sports Doctor column with, and a lot of great, exciting stuff with MVP Parent Magazine, Lower Extremity Review, and all sorts of articles. Still my most popular is the article on women in high heels surviving the challenge, and the one from the 2010 men's Olympic gold medal figure skating championship won by young Evan Lysacek, who was 10 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. I was just doing an interview in the world of figure skating, talking about him. And great article on had a whole history of becoming the best in the world, what it takes, and something that we pay such big attention to on the Sports Doctor. We're hoping to get joined by Victoria Rader, the Ukrainian-born possibility and financial coach, author, speaker. I don't know if we got a time zone thing going on, but that's one of the crazy things of live radio. And I still do it every once in a while, man. Someone doesn't make it or whatever, and then we have to fit in with something else that we were talking about. I just spent the weekend last weekend taking part in the National Publicity Summit. I've spoken about it before. It's an incredible program put on by Philadelphia's Bradley Communications. I think they were celebrating the 20th year. It used to be in the hotel across the street live from Madison Square Garden. The past 8 or 10 sessions have been virtual. Victoria was somebody I met in the summit. Victoria.
Hi.
Hi. Great to have you. The live radio show, you never know. We call in a little late, but we will talk in between segments. And I introduced you just briefly again, your possibility financial coach. I met Victoria. I was talking a little bit about the summit because she said to me, do you know, Dr. Bob, 75% of professional athletes 5 years after their career are broke. And we talk about the financial challenges in the world. So welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much.
Give us some background quickly on yourself, Victoria, and the whole possibility in financial coach world.
Yeah, you know, I actually do possibility coaching in all areas, and I found that money, like air, is pretty significant in life.
Yeah.
So redirected my efforts there. And that statistic that you mentioned, I think can be explained very simply. I think one of the biggest issues we have, either in physical health, mental health, or actually financial health, is when we try to solve the problem by curing the symptoms. We don't know the difference between the problem and the symptom. With a cold, it's easy. I got the cold, I have fever, I know I take medicine for fever, it's a symptom, it might go away. But we do that with money. You know, not having money is not a problem. It's always a symptom of a greater problem.
Well, you know, what's interesting, Victoria, is for decades I make a big deal out of the mental game. Of course, I'm a sports podiatrist. We talk about the whole other physical side of the world. What's the best shoe for you? But we talk a lot about sports psychology and mental training and the incredible challenges of that side of everything, whether it's what can I stick on my exercise program, or gee, I'm quit my diet, or are we performing at our best, et cetera, et cetera. And also with parents who are dealing with young athletes who are on traveling teams and clubs, it's so expensive, youth sports. And so the idea of the financial side of things becomes a big deal. And I think we have to continue to learn to pay attention, you know, because for some reason, they should, like you mentioned, they should be teaching this in school along with everything else, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, there's just we try to complicate things as humans. And if we just follow a very simple formula of 70-10-10-10, we might not become millionaires and billionaires, but every one of us will prosper. And what is 70-10-10? You learn to live on 70% of what you make, and then you save 10, you invest 10, and you give 10 to charity and to the causes that you want to support. It's that simple. It's just that simple. Because, and everybody can do it. You know, people that are struggling paycheck to paycheck, they say, how is it possible? Well, guess what? Somebody right now lives on 70% of what you make. So it is. And that's it. We can write and read hundreds of books. You know, I wrote a book, Prosper Me, 35 Laws, but it all comes down to 70-10-10-10.
It's like the new medicine I talk about all the time, Victoria, on The Sports Doctor, which is number one, eat smarter. Uh-huh. Number two, keep moving. And number three, reduce stress. And again, this whole mental side of things that have been compounded dramatically with the challenges, of course, of the pandemic and everybody's life in every way, shape, or form. You know, again, that whole idea of mental health and that side of things. And that's, but it's a great marriage, you know, and you include 10% to give away to what's important to you. Besides saving 10%, but also paying big attention to what's a very big deal in sports medicine and sports performance, which is, you know, the spiritual side or the real mental relaxation, rest and recovery side, as again, part of, you know, preventing problems and performing at your best.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And I think the stress, if you try to decode the concept of stress, once again, whether it is money or exhaustion. The stress comes from us envisioning a problem in the future to which we currently have no solution. You know, anxiety is worrying about the future that hasn't happened, envisioning the outcome that we're not happy with in my little world. Depression is dwelling on the past problem that did not get resolved, and we cannot resolve it. And so we only have here and now. And by bringing our mind, by bringing our attention and focus to right here, right now, what is the one thing I can do? And then committing to just the one thing in very small, you know, increment, and filling that time to fulfillment of that task, that actually reduces the stress. So just notice what you notice. Notice where your brain is. If it is thinking of what's going to happen at the office or at the training or at the match tomorrow, not to competitive tennis. I just got off the court. So if I'm thinking of what's going to happen in the next point, I'm going to lose that point. But if I'm right here, right now, and I'm thinking, where are my feet? Where is my breath? Where is my focus? Do I see the ball? Do I follow through? What can I do right now? And you can apply it to every aspect of your life.
It's interesting, you know, at the U.S. Open, we just finished. By the way, did you really just get off the court?
I literally just got off the court. I'm playing.
Great.
The...
You know, I had Orthodox and John McEnroe and Tracy Austin's shoes. I don't want to date myself or anything. Talking a little bit of sports podiatry. But in the U.S. Open, again, over we talk so much about this player's mental coach, that other player's sports psychology coach, and the inclusion now, again, of how important a part of all of this is. And yet at the same time, you know, 60 Minutes did a story on the nightmare with the schools and the youth and youth sports and non-sports alike mentally. again, with these kids being so depressed and the tremendous challenge that they're not being active enough. They've been holed up for 2 years and all of these things. And that's why there's a key word in your title, and it's possibility, I guess, right?
Absolutely. I think the very first step for all of us is to add "for me." It's possible for me. As I'm watching somebody perform, there is an internal dialogue that I'm either aware of or not. But that dialogue defines my performance. I'm either watching them and saying, well, easy for them, not possible for me. Or I'm watching and saying, if possible for them, also possible for me. Maybe not at the same level, but that's a first step, is believing that anything and everything is possible for me. The next step is, how do I make it probable? What are the practical steps to take the possibility and increase its probability without overwhelm? You know, there is a lie out there on the street that we're all running out of time. We've got plenty of time. We all have plenty of time. We just need to take a deep breath and take time to be present.
You know, the word, Victoria, is one of my favorite words, mindfulness. We've been talking about it maybe 20 years again. Give it take a few weeks on the sports doctor. Medicine didn't know how to spell it 20 years ago. You know, the idea of being able to pay some sort of attention to the present, and to try to understand that you truly, if you have a plan that you could train in these systems, boy, it's hard to beat the 70-10-10 rule in so many ways when you think about the kind of stress that so many of us get into in so many areas. But, it's always the ability of doing it, getting people to follow through. And I'm sure you work with many families and those interactions. And that's why I always say, good luck. How's it going with the parents?
yes, and yes to that.
How's it going with the parents, Victoria, or the coaches, right?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I think we, once again, in my mind, we take simple steps and we make them overcomplicated. We've gotten, speaking of mindfulness, we've gotten an app. It's called Empower-Me. And we've created 3-minute guided meditations for each area of one's life. Because we're taught that meditation is good for us. We've learned it. There is a ton of overwhelming evidence. But that impossibility conversation in our head is, well, who has 40 minutes for that? I don't have 2 hours to meditate. And if you love Joe Dispenza, it's 4 hours. You don't get up at 4 a.m, meditate for four hours. I don't have that. So, great. Do you have 3 minutes? 3 minutes every day can make a difference. Not only
really?
That it can make a difference, it does. 3-minute meditation.
You know, my figure skaters, like I was talking about the minute before, we were waiting for you to come back on, and some of these young superstars that I saw in the world of figure skating, and how they were they were paying attention to visualization years ago. When we come back, Victoria, I want to have you give me quickly the website people could find out about you and your books.
Absolutely. U2Shine.com.
U2Shine.com. Victoria Rader. We will be right back with her. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com.
If you live in or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We're talking with Victoria Rader Vika from Ukraine. She's a possibility and financial coach. She's an author, speaker. We were talking about some of the different projects you're involved with, Vika. The idea, again, that stunning statistic you mentioned to me, you know, with the professional sport and with all the millions of dollars and all of the stuff that we see going on, and like the tremendous amount of them that end up broke after 4 or 5 years because they don't handle it or even handle it properly, I would imagine that's got to be a hot topic for the sports world.
Oh, you know, I think it's devastating to think that 75% of professional athletes...
I was amazed,
you know,
yes.
That's devastating to me. And, you know, because just because you're good at something and you're excellent at something does not mean that if you were not taught the basics of something else in school, the financial basics, that you automatically will be good at it. And so this myth of more money will solve all my problems, it is just a myth. It truly is. And we don't want to hear it because we all think we're an exception. We all think, well, try me out. You know, that didn't work for them, but try me out. But the rule is the rule is the rule. Get excellent with what you make now. Set the rules, financial basics, and be amazed at how you can do and prosper with what you now have and how then when the income grows, your wealth will actually grow.
And, you know, again, this topic, every family who has kids who play sports or play sports especially seriously, let alone club or traveling teams, or any family even of the professional athletes with that incredible lifestyle and all those challenges and all those pressures, you know, it's one of the reasons I co-wrote, authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, was because of the epidemic in capital letters of overuse injuries, both physically and mentally. The pressure to play, hurt, let alone the financial pressure. And this is one of the reasons we really pay big attention to the topic, the financial side of things, the possibility side, the whole mental training side of things. On the Sports Doctor, because there really isn't any entity that doesn't deal with this in one way or another.
Well, you know, I named the book Prosper Me because to me, prosperity is not financial independence alone. Yes, having enough money to cover all your needs as some of your wants, if not all of them, is very important. But if it comes at a cost, of your spiritual, mental, or emotional collapse, no amount of money is worth it. So to me, prosperity is ability to be expanding in all areas of your life without losing kind of the sense of fulfillment. You know, we've become a society that measures growth only through results, not through the quality of the effort. And I believe that is where we're losing out the ability to grow individually, as families, and as a society. Because I'm going to say something that might sound controversial, but if you think about it, it's true. None of us controls the result 100%. None of us. Life happens, but what we do control 100% is our daily effort. And so I think our focus has been shifted to how can I get this? And I'll do anything to get this. And anything involves self-sacrifice, kids' health sacrifice, financial disaster, versus, wait a minute, how can I put the efforts into being sound in my health, sound in my relationship, sound with my money, and be amazed how my results, as a result of a continual sound effort, are expanding in the most unexpected ways. I think that's where the shift has to occur for the overall health, however we see health, relationship, money, or physical health.
Yes, of course, you're dealing with 50% divorce rate with children, with divorced families, and that whole challenge, which is also, I've had guests on talk, a buoy expert. She would talk about how many celebrities and athletes and stars had a buoy experience growing up. And it almost made you want to have been bullied because of the success of some of these, one superstar and celebrity after another. In other words, the point being the experiences. Other expert we had on, by the way, both of these were from the summit, Vika, with adopted families. And again, kinds of challenges. And again, when we're talking, again, sports performance, teamwork, coach-athlete relationship, let alone parent-coach-athlete relationship, so much of what you're talking about is really, really a huge topic of importance on the sports doctor. This whole idea, this relationship enhancing with all of the participants. You know, I've had social workers on who are dealing with young athletes and their schools and their parents and the, you know, again, divorced parents and all of these kinds of things. So the earlier the better. You know, there's a lot of great stuff going on in our educational systems, but I think this is really something that needs to be included. This whole mental game, as I call it, the earlier the better, like fitness and wellness, your topic should be a big deal, you'd think, in schools.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And here's a fascinating aspect of, you know, we've mentioned the word mindset. You brought up that a couple of times, the mental capacity and mindset. And so think about it this way. We study ad nauseum the five senses through which we perceive the world. We've got eyesight, touch, smell, and whatever the fifth one is. I can't think of it. We're not going to, you know, we'll know what I'm talking about. But we don't talk about the six mental faculties. Everybody talks about changing mindset. Okay, that means smile more, hug myself more, all those things. But mindset is a set of six mental faculties: imagination, intuition, perception, memory, reason.
Yeah, that was a great movie, Vika. That was a Bruce Willis movie. Was called The Sixth Sense.
And again, there you go.
Talking, whenever, who knows how old that movie was, but, you know, this balance, again, we talk about this in all the youth sports programs, the balance, being able for parents to be good listeners and coaches to be good listeners, kids to speak up when they're hurting instead of the pressure to play and live on over-the-counter pain medicines, again, let alone the anxiety medicine that we're seeing in children. It's just scary. As well as adults. So the more we mix in great information like yours, paying attention to this whole possibility side and paying attention to balance. And again, I'm going to remember it, the 70-10-10 rule. Then it would make an awful lot of sense for this to be really, really included, because at best we're treading water, if not losing. How's the internet fit in with this? I can imagine that's a whole other nightmare.
The social media. I think it's, to me, what I talk about often is that the question we've got to ask ourselves, why? When you push your kid to perform, why?
I knew it. Almost.
Vika,
give me the website again, because we're running out of time. I didn't realize we started you a little late. Give me that website for you and all your work.
Absolutely. It's U2Shine.com.
U2Shine.com. Vika, Victoria Rader, thank you so much. Hold on. Be right back to the Sports Doctors In segment, live from Chicago.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctors' key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor Is In article in each issue, go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. From Chicago, it is the Sports Doctors In segment. We highlight some upcoming guests. We had a little Bob Guide of Wisdom, answer a few emails, quick shout out, Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. He is one of the superstars over the years. He represented Elvis Presley. His first sports people were Jackie Robinson, Muhammad Ali. It's an honor to be part of his world. Check them out, Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com. Great guest coming up. One of fitness's legends, Gilad Jankowicz, returns. Gilad is entering the 40th year of Bodies in Motion from Hawaii. I always ask him how he got that gig. He now has superseded Jack LaLanne, I think, for the longest running fitness show in history. Excited to have him back. The head technician in the orthotics labs that I've dealt with for years at Henhat now, Darren Harfin will be joining me, and we're going to talk some orthotics with Darren. Such a key role in that whole world. The following week, we've got Dr. Doug Mango, chiropractic physician. His claim to fame, he trains all these martial artists, all these cage fighters. So it's going to be exciting to talk with him. And then one of our longtime figure skating coaches will join us. Everybody knows that's my specialty. Amber Gill will be joining us. So great stuff always coming up on the Sports Doctor. Gaida, Bob Gaida, you know, rubber bands, elastic tubing. I won't say invented them. You know, Jack LaLanne, we give credit to maybe. But he sure made them again big time in the world of sports rehab and sports performance. And we all sorts of rubber bands, whether it was for 8-9-year-olds training their feet and ankles and walking back and forth, or the best athletes in the world working with rubber bands, the tremendous skill it takes not only to stretch the band, but to keep it there from coming back, eccentric stabilization, as well as Stabilu, and like free weights. So Bob made such a big deal out of using the elastic tubing world and rubber band world in rehab, and that's our celebrity rubber band wisdom from Bob Guida. I remember we were searching rubber companies. Goodyear Tire went to see if we could get them to make some. We called them tension bands, you know, back then. Where's the email? Jill said, I have an 11-year-old figure skating daughter already doing double jumps. She's starting triple jumps. What's some of your advice regarding preventing problems? You know, Jill, it involves two things. Number one is for your daughter to be on a good physical therapy, personal training, best fitness and strengthening program. You know, she's part of what I call the prodigy sports, playing only one sport. We run into repetitive motion injuries by doing the same thing all the time, using your body the same way all the time, and paying big attention also to orthotics. Decades now, what I've seen is I recommend highly orthotics to enhance performance and prevent trouble. Almost always when we're using orthotics over the years, it's because there's a problem. The young girl skater's knees hurt. The young skater, his shins hurt. His ankles and feet, arches hurt, heels, et cetera, et cetera. What we found, though, is at the same time that proper custom orthotics, and they got to be properly custom because even to fit it in a skate is an art, not only helped the problem, but it enhanced everything the skater did. Their edging improved. Their balance improved. Their stability improved. And I would make jokes. I referenced Evan Lysacek earlier in the show. Evan, the 2010 Men's Olympic gold medalist, was like, before he was 10 years old, he put orthotics in his skates. One of my top 9-year-olds, Magic Bella, I call her, from Long Island, is the orthotics have made a huge difference in everything she's doing on the ice, as well as properly fit boot and blade placement. Phil says, is Morton Aroma always surgery? Morton Aroma is a thickening, a callusing of the connection of nerve between the third and fourth toes. Those connections are present in a lesser extent in between all the toes, but the particular connection between the third and fourth toe is famous for aggravating that nerve and thickening it. We used to think years ago that only surgery to remove that piece that was causing the numbness, the tingling, the shooting pains, the symptoms, that piece had to be removed. Now we've seen over the years that conservative measures, everything from ultrasound applied to cortisone injections and to orthotics to redistribute weight, properly reduce the shearing stress on the nerve. So now surgery becomes, if necessary, if nothing else works. So if surgery is the first recommendation, get another opinion. Rich says, I'm a 50-year-old jogger. I've been running for 20 years. The past 5 years, I've been dealing with shin splints. Real quick, Rich, look at the role of orthotics as well as the proper shoe and strengthening. 90% of persistent shin problems are foot-related. Orthotics could save you. Check that out. Everybody, thanks so much for joining us. It's the Sports Doctor. See you next week.